So with the nonprofit board, what the heck is a nonprofit board? What's its role? It's akin to the role of a for-profit board, right? You know, both types of boards typically provide oversight to the organization. And honestly, to be quite frank, both boards manage someone else's money to accomplish certain end goals. But there's a very key difference, right? For-profit directors and officers are accountable to their shareholders. But on the other hand, nonprofit boards and directors and officers are accountable to the nonprofit's mission, right? And so what I mean by that is the board must ensure that the organization acts in accordance with its mission. And so from a practical lens, I guess, the board delegates its responsibilities for managing the day-to-day operations of the organizations to executive officers, staff, and while still maintaining that general oversight responsibilities for those matters that it delegates. And so a great way to look at it, and I love how we have nonprofit board on at the top of the screen, because if you look at it from the idea of authority, right, the power to manage and govern the organization, it flows from the nonprofit board down to these other positions. And so when we're looking at a nonprofit board, let's think about who are the major players, right? You're going to have your chairperson, right? They lead the board by ensuring effective action of the board and governing and supporting the organization as it oversees the board affairs, right? They're a strong leader, right? And then their right hand person is that vice chairperson, right? They serve in partnership with the chairperson and support and collaborate with that chairperson's leadership responsibilities. And they lead the board in the absence of the chairperson to ensure that the board executes its responsibilities. And what about treasurer now? And I know that you guys can read a screen. You guys will have the PowerPoint. So I'm not going to try to read everything off the screen. And we have so much. So please forgive me as I'm flying through these. But what about the treasurer? Right, the role of the treasurer, and we'll put a pause here. Right, one of my favorite all time movies. I'm about to make reference to it. Right, so the treasurer is pretty much the exchange between Jerry Maguire and Rod Tidwell. Right, y'all remember that movie and that scene where Rod's on the phone with Jerry. Jerry's in his office. Everybody's looking at him, and Rod's like, "Jerry, show me the money." Right, and then Jerry's yelling in the office, "Show me the money." That's pretty much who I think the treasurer is, right? They see the money, right? They manage and they review the actions of the board's financial responsibilities, and they work with other corporate officers on finance related matters. And then how about the role of the secretary? Truth be told, I earlier today I spoke with my very first secretary when I became a lawyer, and I know that I would never have made it this far without the three secretaries that I've had over my career, right? Secretaries do what? They keep you on task, they keep you on time, and they keep you on top of things. And you know, we all know that every secretary knows everything about anything you ask them. Same goes for a nonprofit board, right? The great secretaries, they keep you on time, on task, on top of things, and they know everything about anything. And so that's just our general overview of the players on the board. Obviously, there's other board members. There's not just four individuals, but those are four, those four that we mentioned, right? The chairperson, the vice chairperson, the treasurer and the secretary are leadership positions on the board. And then you have other at-large members. So I'll take a quick pause there before we jump into the next section. Any questions, any thoughts? I see that 1976 little red Chevette. I'm not mad at you there, Trisha. I'm not mad at you. That's beautiful. Any questions right now?
Yeah, Harrison, I would just add one point on this, which is that the board, one of the major roles of the board secretary, right, is taking minutes. And the amount of times that we as an organization have gone back to see what was approved and how, you know, the questions that were raised and our concerns at the time are countless. So I think this person sometimes is not necessarily given as much credit as they need to be. Actually, I don't know how many attorneys are in this room, but a lot of times attorneys that serve on the board will act as board secretary. So I really want to lift up that this position or this designation, you know, a board member that is also the secretary is one of the most important ones in my mind, because it's really documenting the history of what's been approved. And that that approval is needed for everything from taking out a loan to making a decision on a grant to, you know, various other decisions. So just wanted to lift that up.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you doing that. So I'm going to make a little amendment and say a great board secretary keeps you on task, on time, on top of things, and on record. Then, so that's great, because we definitely need that. But what about committees, right? So with appropriate structure and use, committees can really enhance the efficiency and effectiveness of any board, right? They share the load.